Hey guys, Gavin here with another module of some important phrasal verbs when we talk about the frustrations of growing up. If you're anything like me, you get a little nostalgic for your childhood, juventude, childhood. Times were simpler and you could do anything you wanted during summer days. When I look back on my childhood, I know it was a good one. Look back, siendo. Olhar para trás, relembrar. When I look back on my childhood, I know it was a good one. When my cousin Ben looks back on his childhood, the story is a little different. I want to talk to you about my cousin Ben. Ben is the same age as me, but his childhood was much harder. His parents divorced when he was 15, and Ben was so depressed, he almost dropped out of school. To drop out is largar, abandonar un projeto, a escola. Ben was so depressed, he almost dropped out of school. My uncle was worried that Ben was giving up on life. To give up, in particular, to give up on, quer dizer, desistir, giving up on life. Desistindo com a vida, né? My uncle was worried that Ben was giving up on life. My uncle asked his sister, my mom, if our family would take Ben in for the summer. Aqui, take in quer dizer fazer parte, vamos adotar quase ele por tempinho. Mas to take in também quer dizer compreender, absorver material de uma aula nova. Are you taking these new phrasal verbs in? Você está absorvendo esses novos phrasal verbs? Mas mais uma vez, para repetir, primeiro sentido. My uncle asked our family if we would take Ben in for the summer. And of course we said yes. I love my cousin, and I couldn't wait to spend an entire summer with Ben. And besides, Ben needed to take a break from his confused life in Orlando. To step back, tipo, recuar. And besides, Ben needed to step back from his confused life in Orlando. And my family lived in Cleveland, Ohio, so it was a long journey for Ben from Florida to Ohio, but he finally arrived, and we had a lot of fun. In fact, we were practically inseparable. We rode bikes together. We swam in the lake together. We played ping pong until almost midnight every night. E a propósito, já ensinei give up no começo, no sentido de desistir da vida, né? Estar sem vontade, to give up on alguma coisa. Mas give up é o que você vai falar num jogo, ping pong também, nesse outro pessoal. É muito bom ping pong, como eu. Você pode falar, ah, I give up, desisto. I give up, literalmente, dá pra cima, mas querendo dizer desistir. Daí eu vou falar pra você, never give up. Don't give up. And play me in ping pong, one more game. Ben and I also talked a lot during that summer. We had a lot of opportunities to talk, and I tried to get him to open up about his parents and his depression. To open up, sendo desabafar ou abrir-se assim. I tried to get Ben to open up about his parents and his depression. He usually just said, shut up, and changed the subject. Cala a boca, shut up. E o que crianças gritam para outras crianças que estão, sei lá, tirando onda, balentão, né? Shut up! Ben usually just said, shut up, and changed the subject. Mudou de assunto, changed the subject. One night, Ben and I camped in our backyard. We pitched a tent, montamos uma barraca, we pitched a tent, we started a bonfire, fogo, mas fora da casa, we started a bonfire. And we roasted marshmallows, a classic American camping activity. And I tried to get Ben to open up again. And this time, he did. I asked Ben about the divorce. And Ben broke down and through tears and talked to me about his depression. to break down aqui no sentido de perder controle das emoções, desmoronar, desabar, né? Ter uma crise mental assim. Ben broke down and through tears talked to me about it. A propósito, tô lembrando agora que to break down é também o que um carro muito antigo, muito ruim, faz, né? No meio da rodovia. Ah, my car broke down in the middle of the highway. Mas, voltando a Ben, porque ele broke down também, o passado de break down é broke down. We talked about it and it was wonderful. It was important that we rely on each other through hard moments like this. I was only 15, but it was the most powerful conversation I think I've ever had. And Ben came to our house for the next 3 summers, and to this day, I'm still very close to him. Ben got over his depression. To get over, esquecer, superar. Ben got over his depression. Got over, no sentido de sobre, né? Ben got over his depression, and Ben carried on with his life. Ele continuou com a vida, seguiu em frente. Ben carried on with his life. To carry on, continuar, seguir para frente. Ben graduated from high school and is married and is working as an industrial electrician. And I still talk to him maybe once a month, and I see him maybe once or twice a year. As often as I can, even though we live somewhat far apart. So, let's review the phrasal verbs that we just learned, starting with look back. When I look back on my childhood, I know it was a good one. Drop out. Ben was so depressed, he almost dropped out of school. Give up. My uncle was afraid that Ben was giving up on life. I give up. No sentido de desisto. Take in. My uncle asked if our family would take Ben in for the summer. Step back. Ben needed to step back from his confused life in Orlando. Open up. I tried to get Ben to open up about his parents and his depression. Shut up. He usually just said, shut up, and changed the subject. Break down. Ben finally broke down and through tears talked to me about his depression. Get over. Ben got over his depression. Carry on. Ben carried on with his life. And now it's your turn to carry on with these modules, and I will see you in the next one. Ciao for now.